This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dave Wunstead hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We're here with Coach Wunstead. And Dave, so much to go over. We'll get to the college stuff, but I'm just curious, David, you brought up a couple of really interesting points. You know, when you look at Matt Eberflus and where he's at right now, I was telling David, we did the postgame show, we took calls, and that, like about the first 14, 15 all said, fire the coach. I mean, it was incredible how people seem to have turned on him. And he is probably doing the right thing in terms of staying with Shane Waldron with a game against New England coming up. You would hope that they can beat the Patriots at home, given the fact that if the season ended today, they'd have the number one pick. That's the worst team in the league right now, although they got a good young quarterback too. But they're in a bit of turmoil. When you think about staying with the coordinator or staying with the play caller, I don't know how many you get as a defensive guy in charge, and you always had guys that you trusted and you knew and you could lean on, like Ron Turner, like Matt Kavanaugh. What do you think when you hear all this noise around Shane Waldron right now?
Well, I'm disappointed there because I said on this show when they hired him, I said, well, the thing that I liked about him, he was on staff with Pete Carroll. He was on staff with Bill Belichick, both defensive head coaches. So he understands, because both those guys would just soon run it every play than throw it. You know, and I'm saying that sarcastically, but my point is that if you're going to work for those guys, the running game is going to be very important to you. So I was kind of excited that he had that background. But I don't know. We're just not seeing it. I was hoping in the last game that we would come out and do a little hurry-up offense, spread everybody out.
They started well.
I know.
Then they got away from it.
Penalties killed them.
Yeah.
You know, penalties killed them again. And the movement passes, the play action, and just the numbers. Let me stop there because I could. It's halftime, 24 passes and 12 runs. To me, that's not balanced.
No.
That's not balanced in anybody's book. And you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, everybody's saying, oh, they've turned it around. You know, the head coach is the only guy there that's going to screw that thing up for them, in my opinion. But what they're doing offensively, guys, they are running the ball 65% of the time.
Saquon Barkley.
And Jalen Hurts has come alive.
Yep.
All of a sudden, guys are
turnovers.
No turnovers. Yes. All of a sudden, David, guys are one-on-one.
And Vic Fangio runs that defense.
Their defense is
pretty good.
Is caught fire. Why? They're rested.
Yep.
You know, so the big picture thing is, I would do this. If I was Flus, I would Eric Washington knows your defense. I would give him more responsibilities week. And I don't know how much time Flus is spending in those offensive meetings. And I'm not talking about drawing up plays, but I'm just talking
overseeing it.
Thank you. What's our emphasis? How many boots and movement passes do we have with Caleb? That's what he does best, right?
Do that more. See, Dave, I think that's a great point and a direction they should probably go. I don't trust the Bears to show any kind of grasp of common sense. I think they have a stunning lack of common sense in terms of their approach to balance, to decisions in game. So I got to ask you this. Yesterday, Kurt Warner on this station didn't have a problem with Caleb Williams still being in the game at the end of it when it was 29-9 and he was under siege. He was under siege. Yeah. He was under attack. As a head coach, how do you defend that? I think that was the worst decision on a day full of bad ones. But Caleb Williams in the game, exposed to injury when you're down 29-9, made no sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, what Flew said, you know, they wanted to work on the two-minute drill, but I don't know. At this point in the season, if he's in there, maybe just hand it off. And at some point in these games, it's over. You know what I'm saying? And
he's taking too many hits.
And he's
whether that's his fault or anyone else's fault, it's getting sacked six times.
And when you're behind, you're right. When you're behind like they were, and it's the end of the game, Arizona's not thinking about anything except getting into quarterback. So it's putting that much more pressure on our offensive line. You know, they could afford to take some chances and blitz, even though that's not really what they want to do a lot. You know, no. I mean, it's that was a tough one. I would have run the ball probably, or you take him out and get Bajan some work. Hell, I mean, you know, it wasn't like we were going to be able to come back and win the game at that point. It was pretty much over, you know?
Hey, we want to let you know you can join Coach Wannstedt with Mark Grody live at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan, for the Four Winds Football Forecast. That's next Monday, November 11th. The event is free to the public. It starts at 6:30 p.m. our time, Central Time. It's 7:30 Eastern Time. Technically, you'll be in Michigan, so I think it's 7:30 there, but 6:30 in our hearts. And Dave will be giving a mid-season review and forecast for the rest of the season, plus you can get an autograph and a photo with Dave before that Monday night game. I'm sure Grody would also pose for a photo.
Oh, I'm sure. He's very photogenic.
He's a handsome man.
He is. Nice smile.
That's Monday, November 11th. Who doesn't want to go to the Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan on 11-11? Think about it. Give me the yo.
And probably win some money, huh?
Yeah, that's it's bound to.
That's right. The odds are with you.
The odds are with you.
That'll
be fun, Dave. That's good stuff.
It is.
Mark's great.
Good people up there.
Dave, as a defensive coach, when you watch the Bears try to stop the run, why couldn't they? And does that just mean they are that dependent on Montez Sweat?
Well, they had, you know, the schemes that they were running. I mean, you know, they were getting hats on people now. This was not a situation where that offensive line of Arizona, from what I was watching it a couple of times, just went out there and fell on the ground. I mean, they were blocking us. They were getting the ball on the edge. You know, they were running that counter play, blocked on, kick out. And, you know, with that particular play, you got to wreck it all, in my opinion, and kick everything to the sidelines. You can't let those backs run downhill. And, you know, they just didn't execute it. I don't think that they were surprised by that play. You know, I would have to go back and watch Arizona's run game leading up to that. They were running the ball well. That's the only, you know, only thing they were really doing pretty good. But the quarterback, Kyler Murray, was averaging 8 yards a carry. So he was a big part of the run game, and he really wasn't in this game. I mean, you know, from a rushing standpoint, you know, Murray, what do you have, 6 yards rushing, you know? So he wasn't a factor like he had been, you know, six, you know, two. What do you have? Two carries for 6 yards, 3 yards a carry. I'm looking at the stat thing right here
now.
Didn't need it. Which is a tough deal there. Yep. And they averaged six and a half yards a carry almost, right. And we were 3.5 yards. I mean, you got no chance there. No chance.
Can I ask you a big picture question philosophically? You were in the unique position of, you worked for the McCaskies. You were the Bears head coach in a season where maybe you started to struggle at midway through it. Maybe you heard calls for your job.
Oh, 100%.
But always there was this, the mantra, and it was true then and it's true now. The Bears have never fired a coach in season.
Right.
What is your best understanding of why that is? Because you look around the NFL and there are examples. We saw it in New Orleans. We saw it in New York. We'll see it somewhere else before the season is over, I predict. Why are the Bears so different in that way? Is there something about the family tradition?
You hit it, David. Everything is about the tradition of the Bears going back, obviously, to George Halas. You know, and Virginia was always, you know, she was going to follow in those footsteps, and obviously George and Michael and so forth. I mean, they're in line there. So that was always the history. It was just something that they didn't want to do. I mean, the McCaskies are good people. They truly want to win. Nobody out there I know listening wants to hear that, but they do. Right. You know, they're spending money now, which was different back in the...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Era, you know, back in the days. So they're spending money now. They're doing whatever they can do to win, but there's still a lot of those football traditional things with rule changes, with sometimes uniforms, with stadium stuff that they won't budge because that's not, you know, the Halas tradition. Yep. So they stay along those lines. That's the only answer I can come up with. And now, though, it's a little bit different. I mean, before it was always McCaskey and Ted Phillips, you know, or maybe a GM, you know. But now I think Poles has more authority than a GM's probably had during a long time. And then you got Kevin White in the mix. Kevin Warren, I'm sorry. Then you got, George McCaskey. So you got a lot more people involved now.
Is it dated?
Is
it a dated concept then?
Well, I don't know. What are we going to accomplish?
I'm asking.
There's as many people who want to fire the offensive coordinator.
Honestly, who are you going to hire?
Yeah, it's
who
gonna
takes
make it
over?
Better. Eric Washington, the defensive coordinator. I mean, come on.
He's not even calling the defenses.
Yeah.
Why not start with that before you make it head coach? But I'm serious.
It's a very good counter, but then it makes me wonder, okay, Luke Getsy gets fired in Vegas.
Yes.
They had to fire two assistant coaches last year. There's nobody qualified to be a head coach on this staff. Can Matt Eberflus hire assistant coaches?
Well, maybe he's not hiring his replacement.
Well, I just wonder about that because
I think it's a legitimate wonder.
Not with a one-year contract, he's not. To me, that's a big deal. You know, how many assistant coaches you're going to get?
Yeah.
Where the
guys come in for a season knowing the coaches.
John Hoke is probably the most qualified at his position coaching at Halas Hall. He's not going to take over as head coach. It's just probably because he's not a guy that's ever done that before. I don't know who the answer would be, but I think to use that as the crutch for why you wouldn't make a change probably bothers some people.
Isn't that the same thing, though, with the offensive coordinator? Because you think about it, okay, you got a guy there that called plays for Carolina. I mean, right. do you want to get right. that going? Right. No offense to anyone, but I'm just saying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it goes back to.
It went number one overall.
Yeah, I mean, hey, there's 9 games left. You know, if I can just try to slow this thing down a little bit, and I know right now that the train is off the tracks.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with that. But if we can win this week, which we should win.
If they don't win this week,
yeah,
oh
let's say we win this week. It gives us 5. Now you got to find a way to split with your last 8 games to give you 9. And we said this, and I think everybody agreed here when we started this season. Oh, you know, playoffs or Flus is gone and they're a bust. And we kind of backed off that and said, you know, if they have a winning season and Caleb Williams makes strides forward, that will be enough to say, you know what? You know, we went from 7 wins to 9 wins and our quarterback. We really like the direction he's going.
And now we wonder if he'll survive the season, frankly. Seriously. And that has to do with the offensive line, which was not put together by Flus.
Which will be the next level of conversation and criticism. If this continues to be something trending in the wrong direction, we're going to shift our focus from who's coaching this team to who's putting the roster together and why there's continued neglect of the offensive line.
Yeah, and you know, the old expression, you know, I've said this, you know, coaches can lose a game, but don't lose the locker room.
Yeah.
If you lose the locker room, you're dead. And we've got a couple guys.
Well, DJ Moore said, never mind.
No, don't even. You're unbelievable.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But what I'm saying is you better have the right guys out there just laying it on the line. And this is critical now. You know, Flus says we've got great, you know, relationships with our players and great rapport with them. And everybody's. I mean, this is the time we're going to be tested this week. So, this will be an issue. And this is, God, I mean, you know, did Drake May get hurt, the quarterback for the, you know, he's come, he played. He went out of the game, back in.
Not quite sure what his status is. He's got a higher pass rating than Caleb Williams right now.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I didn't look at that yet.
All right, let's get to the college stuff. Dave, we're going to see the first college football selection committee rankings of the new era, the 12-team playoff. I'm just curious how, and this is my biggest question, so maybe it's unfair to put it that way, but how are they going to handle SEC Big Ten teams with a loss or two versus teams that are from conferences where they're not playing near as tough a schedule? I just want to know, are they looking are they looking for the best teams in the country? Do they want to find the best team, or are they looking for the teams that are the cleanest?
Well, number one, they're supposed to evaluate off of film, the committee, okay? Mm. And we don't know how
That's
tough. I agree.
That's tough.
But I'll tell you what, brand does carry weight.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not so sure that Indiana is not one of the 3 best teams in the country right now.
But they haven't beaten anybody.
But they don't have the brand. They don't have the brand, and they haven't beaten a top team.
Yeah.
The best thing that happened to the Big Ten, you know, in working for them, I'm real familiar with them, is, I hate to say this, is Penn State losing. Because Penn State has a chance now to, you know, the conversation would have been, think about this, people. If Penn State would have beat Ohio State, oh, and let's just say Ohio State would run the table. They're going to be 2-loss team.
Yeah.
Now, their 2 losses are going to be good losses. I still think that the committee would say they're one of the 12 best teams in the country. They should.
Yes.
Okay, so put Ohio State in that box. If Clemson, who lost the game last week, if Clemson loses another game, is Clemson one of the 12 best teams? I don't know.
But
right?
If you watch the tape, you can't watch the tape and pick 12. Because you're going to have – you have to have Boise State. You've got to have BYU. Those aren't teams that are going to jump off the tape and tell you that they're one of the 12 best teams in
Dave,
the country.
Okay, so Alabama is at LSU this Saturday.
Yep.
They both have 2 losses.
Yep.
Does that mean
– I think 3 losses, you're out.
So it's an elimination game on Saturday.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree with you, Dave.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
That's going to happen. And I think the Big Ten is going to get 4 teams in. You know, I mean, they're going to get four. Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, Oregon, arguably the best team in the country.
Oregon, Ohio State, Indiana, Penn State.
There's your Indiana. Four.
Okay.
What if Indiana ends up losing at Ohio State?
They could
still get in?
Oh, yeah. One loss, yes.
But they haven't played anybody.
Boise
That'd be
State,
the only big game they have.
Brigham Young, Notre Dame. I'm running out of fingers.
How do you handle Notre Dame?
Notre Dame wins out, they're in.
Okay.
They're in.
One loss to Notre Dame, okay.
Yeah,
they can't lose.
I don't think the one-loss teams, I think that's an easy decision for the committee. I think it gets down to there's going to be a couple two-loss teams, guys.
Yeah.
Couple two-loss teams that are going to be in the conversation. And
they're going to be so disappointed in the SEC that if they have a team that
is
three losses, that's my point.
Yep.
If they have a team that good that changed coaches and now is eliminated.
Ole Miss got two losses right now, right? They're 7-2. Texas A&M's got two losses.
Right.
Okay.
Alabama beat Georgia, in their top of the – I'm sorry.
How about your Panthers?
Oh, God. They got
– I know.
They got – I mean,
sorry,
embarrassed.
Know,
I'm looking right
too
here.
Too soon?
SMU.
Too soon, Dave.
SMU is right on the cusp of getting in.
They got one loss.
They got one loss, and Pitt was ranked
18th,
and they crushed Pitt.
Is the college football playoff does it have room for Cinderella? I don't know.
No, because if Cinderella's in the SEC,
you know the Cinderella.
That's not Cinderella.
You know the Cinderella. It's going to be just like in the NFL, the wild card. It's going to be that 10th, 11th, or 12th team that gets in,
and then has to go on the road,
and then wins out,
gets hot and stays healthy, and wins the championship.
David, that's going to be the Cinderella
team.
That's
fun.
So you're picking the Bears this weekend?
I'm picking the Bears.
Yeah, make it sure.
I'm staying with them. I'm staying with them. Yes.
Up to the bitter end.
Up to the bitter end.
It's hard to understand why, but you are.
Up to the bitter end of this game. This time.
You're staying with them.
Let's one at a time. Yeah. One at a time this week.
That's great stuff. Coach, you're the best. Thank you. We appreciate it. That's Coach Wonstadt.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.